With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. We'll talk about the prison sentence a judge gave to former Trump campaign head Paul Manafort in a minute. First, here are some headlines. There was a big slowdown in hiring last month, though the nation's unemployment rate fell. The Labor Department said the economy added just 20,000 jobs in February, far below the expected 180,000. It may well be another sign the economy is slowing down. Jobs were lost in construction, mining, and retail sectors. But some economists also said the meager job expansion could signal that businesses are having trouble finding workers. Wages rose nearly 3.5% in February from a year earlier, and the jobless rate fell to 3.8% from 4% in January. Rick Piccirillo is senior portfolio manager at PGIM Fixed Income. He says that unemployment would have to go lower for inflation fears to kick in.
Our expectation is that you would see perhaps faster inflation if you saw unemployment below 3.5%. So certainly creeping up is sort of what you want to see. You don't want to see something sharply higher.
And even with the weak job growth number, the three-month average for job gains clocked in at 186,000, a strong rate at this point in the economic expansion. Some high-profile departures in Washington. White House Communications Director Bill Shine resigned Friday, less than a year after the former Fox News executive took the job. Mr. Shine will now serve as a senior advisor to the president's reelection campaign. And Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, once a favorite to become the first woman to lead the Defense Department, also announced plans to resign. Ms. Wilson said in a letter to President Trump she expects to leave her job in the spring to become president of the University of Texas at El Paso. The House of Representatives passed along party lines legislation overhauling election rules that is likely to stall in the Senate. The bill, known as H.R. 1, includes a range of measures concerning voting rights, election security, and campaign finance. Republicans have called it a power grab by Democrats who won control of the chamber in November's midterm elections, and the American Civil Liberties Union criticizes some of its provisions as overly broad. Still ahead, a judge sentences Paul Manafort to less than 4 years in prison. It was not the sentence prosecutors wanted in the case against Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager. On Thursday, a federal judge sentenced Mr. Manafort to 47 months in prison for dodging taxes and bank fraud, far less than the 19 to 24 years that he could have faced. And Mr. Manafort faces sentencing on a separate case next week. Joining us from Washington is Wall Street Journal reporter Aruna Viswanatha. Aruna, Mr. Manafort got less than 4 years on what I believe was 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It was 5 counts of tax charges and then another tax-related charge and then 2 counts of bank fraud.
Now, the judge, T.S. Ellis, handed down a sentence that was far more lenient than the guidelines, I believe, called for. What was Judge Ellis's reasoning?
So the guidelines were always considered a little bit extreme. I don't think anyone actually expected him to get something between 19 and 24 years. But this sentence was definitely at the low end of what anyone had expected. And some of the factors that Judge Ellis mentioned were an earlier series of cases involving similar tax issues where people had hid money overseas in which they received much more lenient sentences. In some of those cases, they just received probation or just a few months in prison. And in those cases, people had cooperated and shown remorse very early on and repaid all of the money. And so there were different circumstances in those cases. But he, I think, was very cognizant of the fact that he didn't want an extreme disparity where some people who hid money overseas, hid millions of dollars overseas, had gotten a very light punishment, and then Mr. Manafort potentially facing, you know, 15, 16 years in prison.
Yeah. He also ordered Mr. Manafort to pay, I believe, $25 million restitution. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it could be up to that much. It's a little bit dependent on how much some of these properties sell for, and that might influence exactly what the number is, but it will be around that.
Obviously, the sentences being handed down are taking place as special counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly wrapping up his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. One complaint that prosecutors had with Mr. Manafort was that he provided no useful information to the special counsel and should therefore get no credit or consideration for his cooperation agreement. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And they stressed it even more yesterday. One of Mr. Mueller's prosecutors got up and explicitly said he, even though he talked to us for dozens of hours, there was nothing he gave us. He only told us what we already knew, and we ended up having to spend so much time with him just because he kept lying, and we'd have to present him with the evidence that clearly contradicted what he was telling us.
Going back a bit, Mr. Manafort was convicted by a jury in August of not paying taxes on more than $16 million in income he earned from advising Russia-aligned politicians in Ukraine in the early 2010s and of lying to two banks from which he sought loans in 2015. Now, this case coming up, or this sentencing coming up, he pleaded guilty in Washington to two counts of conspiracy against the U.S. and conspiracy to obstruct justice, you know, agreeing to cooperate with the special counsel's office. And that sentencing is due next Wednesday. How much time does Mr. Manafort face in the second case involving conspiracy?
He faces up to 10 additional years. The judge has a lot of latitude to impose whatever sentence she wants within 10 years and also whether to run it concurrent to his other sentences or stack it on top. So it could be, you know, as low as what he faces right now and concurrent, so just keep it at 4 years, or it could be 10 on top of those 4 years, and which makes it 14.
And he entered the courtroom on Thursday for sentencing. He was in a wheelchair suffering from, I believe, gout as well as other ailments. He's been in jail for 9 months after being indicted on witness tampering charges. And the Manhattan DA, according to your story, is pursuing a case against Mr. Manafort related to bank fraud charges. You know, given these additional charges and problems, the 4 years that he got hardly seems like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. It's not. I mean, it's definitely the best I think his lawyers could have hoped for, and it's probably the lowest that they could have hoped for. But he clearly faces at least a few more years in the Washington, D.C. case. And unless he receives a pardon, he's probably looking at, you know, 5, 6, 7 years in prison.
Let's go back a ways, Aruna. Mr. Manafort has had, shall we say, quite an interesting, colorful career as a lawyer, as an advisor to Republican presidents, as a lobbyist representing dictators. But didn't his problems really start a few years back after the money from his Ukrainian clients dried up?
So that's when the bank fraud allegations started. So he's making millions and millions of dollars in the early 2010s advising politicians in Ukraine. He brings some of that money into the U.S. through regular routes, but other of that money he tries to pay vendors and other expenses directly, which is sort of what ends up getting him in trouble on the tax issues. Then starting in 2015, he doesn't really have that same income stream anymore. He goes to multiple banks to try to take out pretty large loans on various properties he owns and misleads banks about the other banks he's going to and what loans he currently has on those properties. And so that's the genesis of the bank fraud allegations.
And again, we should say Mr. Manafort faces sentencing in that second case this coming Wednesday. Wall Street Journal reporter Aruna Viswanatha joining us from Washington. Thanks, Aruna.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.